Costello, come here. What are you so excited about? What's the matter with you?
I don't know, Abbott. I'm all mixed up.
What do you mean?
In my room, I got a big picture of Lauren Bacall on the ceiling.
Yes?
On my dresser, I got a picture of Rita Hayworth. And on the walls, I got two pictures of Betty Grable and Yvonne DiCarlo under my pillow. And then I got a picture of Darcy L'Amour in her sarong, and I think I'm going nuts.
Why?
All night long, I keep dreaming of Jean Autry's horse.
Oh. Costello, what are you doing with all those pictures in your room?
Well, it's time for me to put on my annual spring play, and I'm looking for my leading lady. I think I'll pick Hedy Lamarr this year to play the big love scene with me.
Hedy Lamarr is a great actress, naturally, but she'd make a fool of you in 2 minutes.
Yeah, but just think of those 2 minutes.
Oh. Will you please talk, Sid? Hey, what play are you doing this year?
Well, Abbott, due to the meat shortage, I thought I would do that famous old play about meat.
About meat?
Yeah.
You dummy, there's no play about meat.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
What about A.B.'s Irish Roast?
Oh, come on.
And Shakespeare's play about meat. The Merchant of Venison.
Oh, will you please cut it out?
Cut it out? And then there was Hamlet, with the famous lines, to beat or not to beat. Then there was Porky and Bess. Liver, come back to me.
You know what you're saying?
They even wrote a picture about the cow that backed into the meat grinder.
Yeah, well, what was the name of that?
Lost Beef End. Can I go back to that one?
Yes, I know you did. Look, will you cut it out, please? What's your play all about?
Well, it starts with me kissing the leading lady for 20 minutes.
You kiss the leading lady for 20 minutes?
Yep.
Then what happens?
The curtain goes up and the play starts.
Oh, I see. You tell me, that's no way to write a play. In order to write a play, you've got to collect your data.
What was that?
Yeah, you've got to collect your data. Where's your data?
He's home with my mama.
No. I mean the data for your drama. Where's your drama?
He's home with my grandpa.
No. Look, Costello, by the way, what about me? Do I have a part in the play?
Oh, yeah, Abbott. You got a beautiful part.
Well.
As the play opens,
yes.
They find you drowning in a bathtub. But the water is pouring in over your head.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Do I have any lines?
Oh, yeah, you got 2 lines.
What are they?
Glove. That's all.
What do you mean, that's all?
You see, Abbott, this play is a mystery.
Well, what am I doing in the bathtub?
That's the mystery. Suddenly, a shot is heard.
Wait a minute. Do I get hit?
Yeah.
Where?
Right between the towel rack and a soap dish.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Well, if you don't like that, I got a historical play. It's the story of the first Indian Gypsy Rose Lee.
The first Indian Gypsy Rose Lee?
Yeah, strip poker hunter.
See? Listen, Costello, you can't bring a play in here at the last minute and put it on the air tonight. Why, the NBC censor has to see and hear it first.
Censor?
Certainly.
What has the censor got to do with my play?
Well, your play might contain some naughty words.
Here, rabbit.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Stop talking like that. After all, I am a scout. I'm a scout of the first
quarter. I understand that part is all right.
You won't find any naughty words in my play.
I understand. All right.
I got it.
we'll see about that. You go ahead and read your play, and I'll pretend that I'm the censor.
Now, if I hear one naughty word, look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll ring this little bell. You see this little bell I have in my hand?
If you hear a naughty word.
I'll ring it like that.
Okay.
Now, can you hear that all right?
Sure.
All right, now go ahead.
Okay. Now, as my play opens, a boy and a girl are riding along the country road, far from the city's hustle and bustle.
Wait a minute. You can't say bustle.
Well, I have to say bustle. This takes place in the back country. Right near the county seat.
Now, listen. I'm sorry, Costello, but your bustle is out.
My bustle is out?
Yes.
That's just the way I'm built.
Well, please go on with your story.
Okay.
All right.
Well, as the boy and girl are riding along, he suddenly stops the car.
Wait a minute. They've got to keep on riding.
But the car is out again!
I'm sorry, you have to change it.
The car ran into a tree.
You'll have to change it.
There's a two-month-old baby sitting in the middle of the road crying.
Oh, that's okay.
That's okay?
Yes.
Then you change it.
Continue.
Oh,
go ahead.
Yeah. Suddenly the boy sees bright lights and hears music coming from a saloon.
No saloon.
Here's the music coming from a roadhouse.
No roadhouse.
There's a choir singing Sweet Adeline. Try and get out of that one.
Go ahead. Go on.
Now, make something of it. Anyway, the boy walks up to the door to the bay, and he decides to step in.
No. You can't say step in.
I'm sorry, it was a slip.
Wait a minute. You can't say slip.
All right. I can't say slip.
No, no, that also comes under the yes sentence ban.
Underwear?
No. Wait a minute. You can't say underwear.
You know how those things creep up on you.
Can you go on with your story? Go ahead.
Okay. Suddenly the girl has had a terrific scream. And the boy turns and sees a big ferocious animal running out of the woods.
Bear?
No, he had a hat and coat on.
Right.
What kind of sensor are you?
Will you please go on?
Okay. Now, where did I find my place?
I got it.
Now, the bear grabs the boy in his powerful arms and crushes him until he can hardly breathe. He just stands there and pants.
Wait a minute. No pants.
Okay, I'll drop the pants.
Wait a minute. That's better. No.
And then the girl jumps out of the car, runs for help, and comes back with a man from the FBI. As soon as the man comes back from the FBI, oh, darn it. Now I said a naughty word. Ring the bell. I said FBI. Well, ring the bell, Abbott. I'm naughty.
Costello, FBI isn't a naughty word.
Yes, it is. Isn't the FBI a bureau?
Yes.
What's a bureau?
A chiffonier.
And what's a chiffonier?
Well, it's a tall thing with drawers.
And draws is a naughty word.
Oh, no. Costello,
yeah.
What are you doing on that phone?
I called Lana Turner to see if she will be my leading lady in a play tonight.
Oh, why don't you stop, Costello? You don't even know Lana Turner.
Well, yes, I do, Abbott. One time I kissed her, and what a kiss that was. When it was all over, she didn't have to ask me what's cooking. She knew. Operator,
why don't you answer?
I was waiting for you to pick up those eggs.
Look, kid, I want to press you 1-2-1.
What exchange?
Crespio!
I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
Crespio! I'll spell it. C as in chair.
In what?
Chair. What are you sitting on?
A hot water bottle. I'm chilly.
Look, operator, will you give me Lana Turner?
Oh, sure. You get me Clark Gable.
Look, operator, I have no time to play games.
Then you'll never be popular.
Look, operator, do you brush your teeth with gunpowder?
No, I don't.
Then quit shooting off your mouth. Now, give me a lot of Turner.
Go ahead. Here's your party.
Hello, darling. I adore you. I love you madly. I'm going to come over to your house right away and hold your lily white hand.
Boss, you sure is going to be disappointed.
Will you please put Miss Turner on the phone?
Sorry, boss. She's picking flowers in the garden.
How do you like that? Imagine Lana Turner in the garden.
Well, I think that's wonderful. I think all women should spend all their time in the garden. A woman who stays in the garden keeps out of mischief.
Didn't help Eve.
Look.
Well, you still haven't got a leading lady for your play tonight. Now, what are you going to do? Wait a minute. Come in. Well, it's our old friend Scotty Brown.
Hello, laddies. I just dropped in to ask you if you could let me have the loan of one of your older razor blades.
Ah, sorry, Scotty. And what are you going to do? Shave?
No, laddie. We're having split pea soup for supper, and I haven't got anything sharp enough to split the pea.
Hey, Scotty.
Thank you, laddie. Well, I've got to get back into town. I'll go out and lie down on the street.
Gonna lie down in the street?
Aye, laddie. Some motorist will think I've been run over and rush me into town. It works every time.
Come on, Costello. Let's go across the hall and talk to Mrs. Niles. Now, she might suggest a leading lady for your play. But be careful now what you say and how you say it. You understand?
Halls are kind of dirty, aren't they?
Go ahead.
Oh, hello, Mr. Abbott. I see you taking your bulldog out for a walk. Oh, pardon me, that's Costello.
I wish you hadn't said that, Mrs. Niles. I was just about to pay you a compliment.
Oh, you were?
Yes, I was just going to say how much better you look in sunglasses.
But I'm not wearing sunglasses.
No, but I am, and you look much better.
Quiet, Costello. Mrs. Niles, Costello is looking for a young and beautiful girl to be his leading lady.
I accept.
You accept? He said a young and beautiful girl.
Well, I have the face of an 18-year-old girl.
Well, you better give it back to her. You're getting it all wrinkled.
Kenneth, tell Mr. Costello what you think of my work on the stage.
Costello, my wife is a great actress. To me, she's another Hepburn.
To me, she's another Hotburn.
Costello, quit acting so smart now.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Abbott. but I think Costello is a very clever little man. In fact, Costello, I have a little problem I'd like to have you help me with.
Go ahead.
Tell me, how many hairs does a pig have?
I don't know.
Well, the next time you shave, count them.
You certainly told Costello off that time, dear. I think you're wonderful. You're my little potato bug.
Oh, no, Kenneth, dear, you're my little potato bug.
Oh, no, I insist you're my little potato bug.
And I insist you're my little potato bug.
Well, if anybody's out there with a flitch gun, what are you waiting for?
That's enough, Costello. Get out of my apartment and don't ever come in here again.
Well, you've done it again, Costello. Why do you always have to be so mean?
I don't know.
You don't.
I'm just a tramp hitchhiking down the highway of life. I'm just a fauna looking for flora. Please don't tell Dick Tracy on me. If you do, he won't let me work for him anymore.
You work for this Dick Tracy?
Yeah, I pose for those pictures of Theo Plenty.
Come on, Costelli. You still haven't found your leading lady.
Oh, pal, don't, monsieur. Will you hold the door open for me?
Hey, look, Costello. It's Mrs. Niles' French maid, Fifi LeBlanc.
Hello, Fifi.
Oh, Monsieur Costello, you cute little man, you. Mon petit ami, mon cher, cher ami. Vous êtes le plus bel homme du monde.
Ah, mercy, buck ups and praise be. Hey, Fifi, stay where you are. I want to look at you. Good, good. You're just a girl for my leading lady.
Monsieur Costello, you mean I look like an actress?
Oh, you have such beautiful eyes. With you as my leading lady, we will climb to such heights. It will make us dizzy.
Oh, yes, but you have a head start.
Costello, Phoebe couldn't be your leading lady. She doesn't speak English.
Sure, then we'll do the play in French.
Oh, you speak the French, monsieur?
Ah, sure does. Ah, sure. Ah, from the south of France. I was reading the other guy's part.
Ah, to be back in Paris, to promenade down the Champs-Élysées, through the Montmartre, under the Arc de Triomphe.
Not to mention the Rue de la Poule and the Bois de Boulogne.
Costello, what are you doing?
Abby, you forget that I am the descendant of that great Frenchman, François Villon.
But François Villon was a vagabond and a bum.
I mean, I descended from that greater Frenchman, the Duke of Burgundy.
What? The Duke of Burgundy was a miserable traitor.
I mean the greatest of all Frenchmen. His Majesty, King Louis XI.
But he was an imbecile and an idiot.
Shake hands with a New Jersey jerk.
Come here, Costello.
Yes, sir.
Look who I brought in to direct your play tonight.
Yes, sir.
It's the great Professor Melonhead.
Yes, sir. Ah, Melonhead.
There he is, coming down the hall. There he is now.
Well, well, well. Good evening, gentlemen. I'm one of Broadway's greatest actors. Good old Broadway, boys. That's where I shine.
It looks like that's where you just came from, Broadway.
Never mind about where I came from. Broadway is where I shine.
That's not the only place you shine. Get a load of that naked scalp. Hey, you know, Metalhead, you should have been in a great Broadway play called Harvey.
Harvey?
With that bald head, you could have played the rabbit.
Wait a minute. The rabbit is invisible.
That's you, the invisible hair.
Just a minute, Costello. You're speaking to a man who has acted all over the world. I speak French, Greek, Russian, Italian, Syrian.
How's your Persian?
Oh, she just had kittens.
Hey, you know that's a piece of joke, Melonhead?
Yeah?
I think I'll pull it out of Abbott. Hey, Abbott! How many languages do you speak?
Oh, I speak French, German, Scotch, Hindu.
How's your Persian?
I don't speak Persian.
Now, what am I going to do with the cat?
Mr. Melonhead, let's get on with the play.
All right, Mr. Rabbit, fine. I have the cast already. Mrs. Niles, will you step in here, please?
Oh, no. Mrs. Niles, what's she doing here?
Costello, I'm going to be your wife.
Give me a cheap boy! I'm on the board!
Oh, no, you fool. I'm just going to play your wife.
If you're going to be my wife, I don't want to play.
Quiet, Costello. Professor,
Nigel, I'm sorry.
Quiet, will you please? Keep the remarks to yourself. Who else is in the sketch, Professor?
Well, the part of Costello's daughter will be played by the lovely French maid, Fifi LeBlanc. Come here, Fifi.
Here I am, Monsieur Melonhead.
Is she going to be my daughter?
That's right. Fifi is your daughter. That's the way I wrote it.
Fifi, come here and kiss your poor old father. I'm caught! I'm bleeding!
He actually kissed me. Hey, Abbott, this Melon Head is a great writer.
Never mind, Costello. Come on now. Will the cast please take their places? Mr. Niles, please set the scene.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we present a stirring drama of the frozen north entitled They Just Got Wind of Costello in Alaska, or Smellbound.
As the scene opens, we find Costello and his wife in their cabin in the frozen reaches of the far north. The time is winter and the weather is bitterly cold.
Hey, listen, Ma. One of them boys from Hollywood and Vine is lost. Nice part for a wolf, ain't it? No overtime. Hit.
Paul, that's a blizzard of howling outside. It's been a long, long, hard winter. What's the date today, Paul?
December the 49th.
December the 49th?
It's so cold, January is afraid to show up. B-R-R. B-R-R. It sure is cold.
Brr.
You read the straight lines, kid. I'll tell the jokes.
We've got to get out of this country, Paul, before we freeze us to death.
Yeah, but we ain't any dogs, Ma.
Just look at the ad in this paper. Eskimo spits dogs, $5 a piece.
Eskimo spits dogs?
Yeah.
I'll bet you 10-1 he can't do it. Hey, Ma, where's our daughter?
She's out in the barn, milking the cow.
Well, she ought to be in here helping me milk these lambs.
You've got to keep an eye on our daughter. Last night she was out gallivanting with Tommy Krasner.
My daughter gallivanting with Tommy Krasner? Gallivanting? Ma, give me my gun.
Okay, Paul, I'll get your gun. Here's the gun, Paul.
Never mind, I don't need it now. I just looked up gallivanting in the dictionary. It's all right.
Okay, Costello, that was fine. Now, this is the part where your daughter, Fifi, comes in.
It's about time. That's what I've been waiting for.
All right. Woo! Go ahead, Fifi. Read your line.
Abbott, with her lines, you don't have to read.
Don't interrupt the sketch, Costello. Speak up, Fifi.
Bonjour, Mama, and hello to you, Papa, you great big gorgeous man.
Paul, where did your daughter get that French accent?
Ah, spent her childhood at my feet, snapping my Paris garters.
Daughter, we've been waiting for you all.
Yes, Fifi, come over here and kiss your poor old father.
Oh, we will, I love you, my darling papa.
Fifi, you should have been here 2 pages ago. Kiss your old father again.
Just a minute, Costello, come on. Take it easy. Now, take it easy. Costello, will you cut it out? Costello, do you hear me? That line is not in the script. You don't know what you're doing.
The line may not be in the script, but brother, I know what I'm doing.
Costello, will you please get on with the play? The blizzard is raging outside. Look, it's bitter cold. You're freezing and you've got to thaw out. Now, do you know what you do?
Yeah. Fifi, come here and kiss your poor old father.
No, look, Costello, the room is cold. Pick up that dried out old log and throw it on the fire.
Okay. Oh, put me down.
Costello, will you be quiet? Now we're coming to the final scene of the play. It's getting colder and colder outside. You realize you must go for help. So you take your wife in your arms and you kiss her goodbye.
Goodbye, Ma. Gee, your nose is cold, Ma.
I'm over here. Put down that dog.
You know, it was them long ears that fooled me, Ma.
Cut it out, Costello. Now, this is where you say goodbye to your loving daughter.
Daughter? Come here. Your poor old father.
Papa, I am going to kiss you like they kissed in Paris.